Nina's musical selections for this week focus on the concept of time. This was inspired by a conversation we had with each other a few weeks ago about the strangeness of time. Of course, the most famous scripture on the subject of time is from the Old Testament book of Ecclesiastes. There is a time for everything, and a season for every activity under the heavens. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to uproot. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones and a time to gather them. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to search and a time to give up. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to mend. A time to be silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. I've often referenced my favorite artist, Felix Gonzalez Torres, and I will once more. He was also very interested in the idea of time. He created a public billboard installation that included nothing more than the words, "It's just a matter of time." He went on to create multilingual versions of this and put them up in various countries around the world in their local language. I've included in the email a picture of two examples, one in English and one in German. The meaning here is open to debate and to individual interpretation, because all things, one could argue, are just a matter of time. This week marks my fourth year with you. When I arrived in San Diego, I was in my final days of my 24th year, and now I am in my 29th. At age 24, I never dreamed that an extensive period of my time among you would consist of virtual, email, and remote ministry. None of us imagined that. I never dreamed that we'd encounter a world like the one we've had to contend with over the past 4 years. Time is opaque. Time can be blurry. Time can offer both greater obscurity and greater clarity. I'm still trying to figure out time myself. I guess it's just a matter of time until I do. Speaking of time, it's almost time for our first in-person event. You'll find attached to this email the invitation and announcement to our first in-person event since March of 2020. Blessing of the Animals will be a primarily outdoor event on Sunday, October 17th at 10:30 a.m. We will not be having fellowship or refreshments after. This will be an opportunity for us to experiment with our new journey of holding events that are safe, COVID cognizant, and spiritually nourishing. As we have begun the process of planning this event, we have realized that there is more to in-person events than we might have previously realized. Since making the announcement last week about the reintroduction of in-person worship, I have heard from a few of you who have expressed that you will be sitting out the first several in-person services until Delta subsides, and all of this is very valid and very understandable. That is why, as we begin this phase-in to in-person worship, we will take this slowly and cautiously. We also want to make sure that both our folks who desperately want in-person worship, as well as our folks who aren't quite ready yet, are taken care of and listened to. That is why we are considering a plan of alternation, where no one will be without church for more than a week. Since we will hold an in-person event next week on October 17th, we will go virtual for October 24th and regather indoors on October 31st for All Saints worship. It's our hope that this alternating of in-person with virtual services will allow us the time to make this essential transition through the end of this year. We will not have choir for at least the rest of this year, and will also not have fellowship for at least the remainder of the year as well. As we begin to prepare for in-person worship, I wanted to share this clip from the Cathedral Church of St. John the Divine in New York City, which holds every year a very famous Blessing of the Animals. You will find the link to that in the email. As the wise sage who wrote Ecclesiastes points out, there is a season for everything. There is a relatable order to God's creation. Though there is finitude to our time, God's time is eternal. What God does endures forever. Whatever we do or whatever we don't do can't add or take away from that. We are simply called to stand in awe. As I listen to this scripture now, it has new and different meaning. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, as it tells us, feels almost like this was written specifically with our contemporary reality in mind. As does a time to scatter stones and a time to gather them. We refrained from embracing and we scattered across the city, and now it's time to begin to regather. And in time, there will be a time to embrace again as well. As Felix Gonzalez Torres reminds us, it's just a matter of time. Time may be confusing to us, but in it there is an order and a peace of God's own making. The time we have been doing church this way has felt both simultaneously excruciatingly long and like the blink of an eye. Now is the time for us to begin something new. It won't be like 2019 was, but it will still be good. It will be good because we are doing the right thing, and we have been doing the right thing all along. I look forward to seeing you next week. It's just a matter of time.